Stress can seem overwhelming as we move into the heart of the Christmas season. Holiday stress can be affecting you. Dr. Mike Buehrer of Dallas Theological Seminary joins us with practical biblical answers and hope. That's just ahead on Encouragement Live.
Welcome to Encouragement Live, providing biblically based encouragement and insight on a wide range of practical life issues. Now here's your host, Don Hawkins, author of Master Discipleship Today.
Thank you, Steve. And friend, it's so good to have you with us as live from studios located in First Christian Church of Wiley, Texas. Encouragement Communications presents Encouragement Live. Our mission is to provide biblically based encouragement and insight on a wide range of topics. And probably no topic right now is as stressful to many people as all the activity taking place in the holidays. A very stressful time. Some people call this the most wonderful time of the year. I think Andy Williams put that to music. But the level of stress in our lives seems to be growing, and it becomes the most stressful time of the year. Dr. Mike Buehrer is back with me tonight, or with me tonight for the very first time. Mike, great to have you on the program.
Thanks, Don. I'm very glad to be here.
And delighted to have your wife, Melanie, with us as well. And Mike worked for many years with Bible.org as an editor and assistant project director for the Net Bible. And we have some friends who are literally like family, Joe and Dory Head. Mm-hmm. Joe worked very diligently with the Bible.org and the Net Bible, and then some of the other folks that have worked with that. And so I'm glad to know of your background. I use that resource very diligently.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I use it a lot, too. It's been a blessing to many.
Yeah, it's got a lot of good things. I introduced it to some people in India while I was over there that didn't know it existed. And, you know, it's always good to do that. Now, you have a number of roles at Dallas Theological Seminary. We're grateful for our partnership with them. You teach New Testament, and you also, I believe, are the dean of the faculty now.
Yep, that's right. That's an administrative responsibility. I help lead and guide the faculty to be all they can be to serve the Lord.
Always a great opportunity, and I'm so thankful for those that, when I was in the world of academia, had really good academic people that handle those things. And I know for Mark and for the rest of the team, the provost there, it's great to have you on board. Our toll-free numbers, we talk about stress in the holidays, 855-586-LIFE. That's 855-586-5433. By the way, I couldn't help noticing today that all over the news was the Cathedral of Notre Dame, the restoration of that in Paris, France, and I believe you served in France.
Yeah, we did. We were missionaries for two of my sabbaticals. We've done church planning there. It burned in April of 2019 before we went in the summer of 2019, and it was just a terrible thing for the French people, but it's been beautiful to see it back up and running. It's so exciting.
It's been amazing to see that, and interesting, you know, the number of people from all over the world that came along for that. Now, tell us about your own personal faith journey. How did you come to the Savior?
Yeah, I was a child of divorce. My mom and dad divorced when I was young, and she and my three brothers took me and my three brothers, there's four of us, to Georgia to live near my grandparents. I became a believer at church at a young age. She was always proud to get us into church. And then as I grew, I became interested in music, so I went to University of Georgia to study music, and about halfway through, I felt the Lord calling me to ministry, and so I decided to come to seminary. I attended Dallas Theological Seminary and got my THM and my PhD, and then I've been teaching there ever since. I love teaching people to be ready to be pastors. It's so exciting to be able to touch lives that are going to be touching other people in the church. It's
and
exciting.
Pastors are under a lot of stress this time of
absolutely.
Year, too. So many things happening in churches, and we would not mind if you were a pastor tonight, if you'd like to call us. Mike and I would love to pray with you, to encourage you, to talk with you. You don't even have to have any particular question. Just love to hear from you. The number is 855-586-LIFE. That's 855-586-5433. If you'd like to learn more about Dallas Theological Seminary, go to the website dts.org. Learn how you can train to serve the Lord.
We are 100 years old.
Dallas Theological Seminary President Dr. Mark Yarbrough on the seminary's motto, Teach Truth, Love Well.
That is what we do. That's our slogan that we use. Obviously, it's preach the word. For all of us, we are called to teach truth and live it out.
To learn more about how Dallas Theological Seminary can equip you for biblically based Christian service, visit dts.edu. That's dts.edu. Crossflix, a complete multimedia platform at your fingertips, featuring faith-based shows for the entire family, plus an amazing library of interactive online Bible courses, such as Revealing the Secrets of the Hebrew Bible.
You'll have access to a community and join others on their spiritual journey.
Crossflix partners with the SEAL Future Foundation and Bless IL to support American and Israeli veterans and families suffering from trauma.
Crossflix, educate, entertain, and inspire.
Are you feeling the stresses of the pre-Christmas season? If so, we'd love to hear from you tonight. We'd like to encourage you. The name of the program is Encouragement Live. I'm Don Hawkins. Dr. Mike Buehrer is with me tonight. He teaches at Dallas Theological Seminary. He's also the dean of faculty there. He and his wife, Melanie, are with me tonight. I believe, Mike, you said y'all have two children.
Oh, well, we actually have three children.
Two
are married and out of the home. We have one in college. Yep. And, of course, we are busy seeing them, visiting them during the holidays.
Always a great time to gather with family. We had a great Thanksgiving gathering, all three of our children and a huge number of our grandchildren. Mm-hmm. We're blessed with 12 grandchildren and 10 great-grandchildren.
Oh, congratulations. So,
yeah,
that's awesome.
And I'm way too young to have that many, but we're thankful for all of them. And family's a big thing. But families can be stressful, too. Mm-hmm. Can't they?
Yeah, absolutely. When you get dynamics that might be a little bit off, when you get some hurts maybe that haven't been dealt with, and then you come together in the holidays when everybody wants to have a good time, but sometimes it's difficult, it can really be a recipe for a lot of stress.
Yeah. Now, we're talking about stress tonight, and particularly as it relates to the holidays. I jotted down as we were making some notes for the program, an Old Testament passage, and then a couple of three New Testament passages. Since you're a New Testament man, you recommended a few there. Talk to us about what the scriptures tell us about dealing with stress.
You know, stress is one of those things that everybody deals with. It's a natural part of being human. Yeah. But as believers, we're called to really rely on God in these situations so that we don't get overly stressed.
In fact, isn't there a sense in which there is good stress? In other words, I need to wake up tomorrow morning in time to get here in church and be able to preach. And if I decided to sleep in until, say, 10 o'clock.
Sure. Or if you waited until the last minute to get that message together, you know, that could be maybe not the right kind of stress.
That would be the wrong kind of stress, but it would be stressful, no question.
Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, stress is just a natural way to grow in some ways.
Yeah.
But what happens is in that moment of stress, we can get our eyes off God, we can think about the wrong things, we can respond wrongly, and that's when stress can really get bad for us.
You know, I can't help thinking about Elijah in the Old Testament. Mm-hmm. We talk about stress, and he literally became depressed because of his stress.
Right.
And the stress all went back to his encounter with Ahab and Jezebel. Mm-hmm. Give us just a little thumbnail sketch of that.
Sure. It's a well-known story. Elijah had defeated the prophets of Baal by relying upon God, and then he went into the depths of depression because Jezebel was after him.
Put a contract on his life.
Right, exactly. And the problem was that he didn't look at things through God's perspective. He, in verse 3 of chapter 19 of 1 Kings, said that Elijah was afraid, and he got up and he fled for his life.
Yeah.
And the reason he was afraid, if we go down to verse 14, I alone am left, and they want to take my life. He felt like he was all alone.
And as I recall, God would correct the numbers
absolutely.
In his mind.
That's absolutely right. That's where we can really think about how to respond rightly to stress. God reminded him in verse 18, I still have left in Israel 7,000 followers who have not bowed their knees to Baal or kissed the images of him. In other words, Elijah had gotten his thoughts wrong, and God had to help him get them right. And when we rely upon God properly, we see things from his perspective, and stress can be handled.
Very important perspective from Dr. Mike Buehrer tonight. Our toll-free number, 855-586-5433. If we can encourage and pray with you, we'd love to hear from you on Encouragement Live. Crossflix, a complete multimedia platform at your fingertips, featuring faith-based movies and shows for the whole family, plus an amazing library of interactive online Bible courses such as Jerusalem, the Eternal City, and Revealing the Secrets of the Hebrew Bible.
You'll have access to your own community and join others on their spiritual journey. You may join as an individual or as a church and develop connections like never before.
Crossflix has partnered with the Seal Future Foundation and Bless IL to support brave American and Israeli military veterans and their families suffering from trauma. The relationship between the U.S. and Israel is a long-standing one of strength and divine connection, and one that must continue to be nurtured.
When you join Crossflix, you'll see firsthand the amazing work you'll help support, providing encouragement and hope to American and Israeli veterans and families.
Crossflix.com. Educate, entertain, and inspire.
Sat7 is satellite Christian television.
Dr. Rex Rogers, president of Sat7.
We broadcast throughout the Middle East and North Africa every day, 24/7, in Arabic, Farsi, and Turkish. Farsi is Iran. So we're speaking in a people's home and heart language. We're sharing the gospel.
To learn more or support this ministry, visit sat7usa.org. That's S-A-T, the number 7, USA.org.
Toni King on her new book, The Maze of Medicare.
I looked up on the internet how many books have biblical in regards to Medicare, and there was zero. And then God brought you into my life, and you helped me write The Maze of Medicare because we took Medicare and put scripture with it. Because people are stressed. They don't know what to do, where to turn.
You can order The Maze of Medicare at TonySays.com. That's T-O-N-I. TonySays.com. If you just dialed in, the program is Encouragement Live. I'm Don Hawkins. Dr. Mike Buehrer of Dallas Theological Seminary is with me tonight, and we are talking about dealing with the stresses of the Christmas season. Music in the background was produced by Brad Smithart, a member of our team, and Brad and Nikki are under the weather right now, but you can Google Brad and Brad Smithart and order some of this music to give to a friend or relative for Christmas. And by the way, pray for Brad and Nikki. They're going through some tough times. Also, Keith and Ping tonight. Pray for them. They're members of our team, both of them under the weather. Keith is the chief engineer for the Worship Channel, and I know he would appreciate your prayers. And we have a great team here, Chris and Cora and Riley and Rodney and Brent, and so grateful to have each one who's a part of this ministry. Our toll-free number is 855-586-5433. And Mike, we're going to move to the New Testament. That's your specialty.
I appreciate that.
You do preach from the Old Testament, though, I'm sure, right?
Oh, yeah, I have on occasion, but New Testament's my passion.
Right,
yeah.
And the Apostle Paul in Philippians is probably one of my favorite New Testament books. Philippians 4 has some perspectives that may help us with the stresses
absolutely.
Of this time.
There's one passage that's general, and then there's another where Paul talks about his own attitude that we can apply. In verses 6 and 7 of chapter 4, he says, "Do not be anxious about anything." Now here, when we say the word anxious, we can think about the holiday season being stressful. It's anxious. There's a lot of things that we want to do, a lot of goals we've got, and if we fall short of those, it can make us anxious. So,
and a lot of distractions at Christmas time, and as I recall, the word that he used there comes from a root idea of being distracted about things.
Yeah, that's right. And then he goes on to say, "Instead, in every situation, through prayer and petition with thanksgiving, tell your requests to God."
Yeah.
So that's our first answer to stress. Let's be people of prayer. Let's let God know what we're thinking and how we're feeling.
Yeah.
And then he says in verse 7, "And the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." So on the one hand, don't be anxious. Mm-hmm. Pray, and then we'll have the peace of God which passes understanding. That's a great antidote to stress.
And he doesn't tell us that he'll remove all the stressors.
No. He will help us learn to manage them. And that's where this next passage is really exciting. Yeah. Paul talks about his own experience. He says in verse 11, "I'm not saying this because I am in need, for I've learned to be content in any circumstance."
Yeah.
And that covers the good and the bad, the stressful and the peaceful. So Paul knew exactly how to live in the midst of the difficulties. He goes on, I have experienced times of need and times of abundance. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of contentment, whether I go satisfied or hungry, have plenty or nothing. And then we have that wonderful verse that we love in verse 13. I am able to do all things through the one who strengthens me. In other words, those difficult situations, he would be able to get through them because Christ would be with him, strengthening him the whole way.
And a little bit later in that passage, verse 19, my God will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ. So in essence, God empowers me to do everything I need to do and promises to provide all my needs, sort of wipes out the need for stress.
Yeah, in a sense, just like Elijah got his eye off the ball, he wasn't thinking the way God looks at it, and God had to remind him. Paul helps us remember, God's got this. God's in control, and he will take care of us during these difficult times.
And there's some passages in Matthew that give us a perspective on the season, Christmas season, the fact that God intervened in history and is with us and through Christ.
Oh, absolutely. I love these passages. In the beginning of Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 25, we have the story when the angel announced the birth of Jesus to Joseph. And he specifically explains his name in verse 21. She will give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. This all happened that what was spoken by the Lord through the prophet would be fulfilled. Look, the virgin will conceive and bear a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us.
Wow.
And so that's just amazing. Well, the biggest promise of the Christmas season is that God is with us in Jesus Christ. And that's the first answer to stress. But we've got to also remember the end of the story. If we go to the end of the book, now this is not a passage we normally talk about at Christmas time, but think about how Jesus promised his disciples in the Great Commission.
Yeah.
He fulfilled what his name was. He fulfilled God with us by saying in chapter 28, verses 18, all authority in heaven on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations. We're familiar with that command. But what's the promise he ends with? Remember, I am with you always. Even till the end of the age.
Love it.
That is the answer to any stressful situation.
Mike, I cannot recall a time when somebody has really connected the Great Commission and the promise at the end of it with Christmas. That's outstanding.
Well, it's just a beautiful bookend of the book that reminds us why Jesus came and the promise that he's with us, and we can enjoy that presence even today.
And, you know, loneliness is one of the things that people feel at Christmas time. I can't help thinking we have some people, maybe widows, who are listening to the program. Maybe people who you mentioned earlier, the family has been a little out of sorts, and maybe some people are not speaking to each other. And in fact, we had people even after the election saying, well, if your relatives didn't vote the way you did, then you ought to not spend any time with them. And maybe some people are hurt over that kind of thing. But knowing that the Lord is with us if we've trusted him, what a wonderful thought.
Oh, absolutely. And that's both for the person who might be lonely or the person who is having conflict. We've got to remember the Lord is with us to help us through both of those situations. So let's pray and depend upon him during those challenges.
We'd love to pray with you tonight. We'd love to talk with you tonight. 855-586-5433. Now, we want to be sensitive to the people around us, Mike. How can you tell if someone around you is feeling stressed out?
Well, I think there's a lot of signs. For example, sometimes people will get angry a lot more quickly than they do. You might see it in their body language. You might even tell in the way they speak. Maybe they're just preoccupied. There's a lot of signs that we know. My wife and I know each other really well. We've been married 31 years, and we can each tell when the other one is stressed. And that's just a clue that we ought to step back and say, hey, what's going on? We can be loving and caring and give a person a chance to talk, but it requires that we listen and that we put their needs first and that we become someone that's ready to kind of help them if they're in a difficult time.
You know, it's interesting. Rodney and I have both been involved in a program we have called the Master Life Coach Training Institute, where we teach people faith-based life coaching. And we use the life of Christ to identify things like listening and asking cultivating questions. It's amazing how Jesus used these tools. In my definition of Christian life coaching, it's a 21st century tool that could be useful in helping you carry out a first century mandate, which you probably guessed is Matthew 28.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think you're right. Learning how to talk to someone honestly and openly, hearing them if they've got something going on in their lives, whether it's stress or dysfunction, whatever the case may be. When we can do that, we can really be God's agents to help relieve that stress and bring people back to wholeness in that regard.
Let's talk about what's at the root of the stress that we particularly feel at this time of the year.
Yeah, I think that, you know, Christmas time is one of those times when we have so many expectations. Yeah. We have so many goals and wishes. We want every family occasion to be so beautiful. We want every meal to be magical. We want every gift to really get to the heart of what that person wants. And sometimes we just have expectations that are way too high, that are unrealistic. Yeah. We've got to remember that we're human beings still. We're imperfect. Things are going to not work well. The turkey might get burnt. That side might not come out just right. But God is still in control. That's why I love that promise from Matthew. Jesus is with us, even in the midst of those challenges.
Yeah, and the challenges will happen. There's no question about that. Cars will break down. Our credit cards sometimes will bounce back because we're over the limit and those kinds of things. But the Lord is with us. He's promised to be right there and walk with us. And that is if you've trusted Him as Savior. Mm-hmm. And Mike and I would like to let you know, if you have questions about whether or not you have trusted Him as Savior, there is no better time than Christmas to make sure that you have come to trust in the only Savior this world will ever have, the one who came at Christmas, who died on the cross, paid for our sins, who rose again from the dead to give us eternal life and guarantee it, and who's willing to accept you into His forever family if you'd like to place your trust in Him. If you have a question about that, Dr. Mike Buehrer and myself, we'd love to talk with you. 855-586-5433. Now, we've talked about those expectations, and I agree with you. I think that's a huge part of what happens at Christmas. We expect everything to be perfect. I think another thing that affects us at Christmas is we have these idealized memories from the past, and we're getting together with family, and we can remember all the good things about Christmas, but we don't remember the alcoholic uncle or the argumentative aunt or, you know, those kinds of things. And so we tend to be selective in our memory.
Sure, that's very true. I've done that myself. I remember the times when I was a child getting a present that I loved, but I don't remember the bad things that we went through. So that's just part of human nature. We tend to block out the bad and remember the good. But I think it's healthy to remember, you know what? We are imperfect. None of us are perfect this side of heaven. So things are going to go wrong, but we can step back. We can apologize. We can seek restoration. We can make that holiday gathering fun, even if there's some challenges. We've got to remember that Christ is with us to enable us to do that. And it's a matter of keeping our eye on Him and realizing that even in the midst of challenges, we can still have joy in this Christmas season.
Boy, that's an important thing. We sing joy to the world. We have a lot of Christmas songs that talk about joy. But maybe it'd be good for us to back up and get a definition of joy.
Sure. Well, I think of joy as the consistent, a happy attitude that comes when we are focused on Christ and have our attention on Him. There are going to be times when we're not happy because things go wrong.
Sure,
if my football team didn't win or I didn't get that special present I wanted. But underneath that, when we are firmly settled and we have faith in Christ and we know He is in control and He is with us and He is taking care of us because we have faith in Him, then that gives us that settled attitude of joy and happiness that can withstand any difficulty.
I like that contrast between the sort of happiness that people love to talk about and biblical joy. Mm-hmm. And tonight, our purpose, friend, is to help you deal with the stresses of life so that you will be encouraged to be able to experience that joy. 855-586-5433 is our toll-free number. And what if you see somebody in your family or maybe somebody from church or you work with, and they seem to be under stress? How can you be of help to them?
Well, I think the first thing to do is to just simply tell them, hey, I love you. Yeah. No matter what's going on in your life, I love you. Helping people remember that, I think, is key. Yeah. And then give them an opportunity to talk about it. Say, hey, I feel like something's going on. How can I help? How can I listen? Yeah. What can I do for you? Just giving people sometimes a chance to speak about it can be healthy. And then be willing to help. Maybe they're stressed because they have some financial difficulties during this season, and you could be generous with a gift. Or maybe they need a ride somewhere. Maybe you could offer to help them. So I think affirming your love, then being willing to listen, and then being willing to help is a great way to help those around us.
That's great advice tonight, friend, from Dr. Mike Buehrer of Dallas Theological Seminary. And by the way, some of you may be thinking about God's will, God's plan in your life, and that may involve being trained for ministry, for pastoral work, for the mission field. No better place than Dallas. Mike and I both graduated from there, and we'd encourage you to check out the website. There are even some courses for lay people that will really encourage and strengthen you. Go to dts.edu. Again, that's dts.edu. We'll be right back.
Here's a conversation from hisfaithfulstewards.com.
I'm so frustrated with my retirement account. Every time the market drops, it seems to take a long time just to get back to where it was before the drop and to start growing again.
What if I told you that there's a way to save for retirement that doesn't risk any loss of your money in the market, and you can still earn good returns?
What do you mean by good returns?
Well, the plans that I work with have averaged 8 to 14% per year over the last 10 years. And since they're guaranteed never to lose their principal, no one ever has to waste time making up for losses.
I've heard those kinds of accounts have a lot of fees.
Actually, most of the accounts that I work with have no fees.
His Faithful Stewards offers a free short video series that helps you understand more of your options for your retirement savings, delivered to your email each week. Go to hisfaithfulstewards.com and sign up for the free video series. That's hisfaithfulstewards.com.
Dr. Frank Minerth was a pioneer in Christian counseling, and I had the privilege of working with him for several years.
Christian psychiatrist Dr. Tom Schoaf of the Hope Speaks Clinic in suburban Dallas.
I'm looking for Christian psychiatrists, psychologists, and therapists who would be willing to join me in carrying on Dr. Minerth's legacy.
To learn about working with Dr. Schoaf and his team of Christian professionals at Hope Speaks Clinic, you may visit hopespeaks.com/opportunity.
When you need to consider independent or assisted living or memory care for a parent or spouse, Restoration Senior Living provides a distinctly Christian setting with the most stringent quality care. Restoration's innovative program addresses the medical, emotional, and spiritual dimensions, leading to an enhanced quality of life. You can learn more at restorationsl.com. That's restorationsl.com.
For over 30 years, Don Hawkins has provided radio encouragement with a variety of gifted guests. Now you can be encouraged by these interviews with guests like Greg and Aaron Smalley, Dan Cathy, Dr. Frank Minerth, Josh McDowell, and more. Subscribe to the weekly Encouragement for You podcast, dropping Wednesdays at lifeaudio.com or at your favorite podcast app.
Welcome back to Encouragement Live. Our toll-free number is 855-586-LIFE. Here again is your host, Don Hawkins, author of Master Discipleship Today.
And it may be you're out driving around. Maybe you've been to a Christmas get-together this evening, or possibly a church activity, maybe getting ready for your Sunday services tomorrow. We'd love to pass some encouragement along to you. Mike Buehrer is with me tonight from Dallas Seminary. 855-586-5433 is our toll-free number. Cornelius is listening tonight in Louisiana. Good to hear from you, Cornelius. Go ahead.
Hey, Don and Mike, and we got to say one thing. Today is a day which lives in infamy, Pearl Harbor.
Yes.
So we need to think of our World War II vets.
Well, you served our country, as I recall. I think you've told us before on this program. And thank you for your service. And this would be a good time for us to thank those people who are still living, and Mike, not a lot of them still living from World War II.
Melanie and I recently were able to go to Pearl Harbor. We visited my father in Honolulu, and we spent some time there and went out to the Arizona Memorial, and of course, quite moving. And so thank you to all of our veterans who have served. We appreciate you so, so much.
Yes, we do. And that's a very timely thing. In fact, Mike, I think it'd be great if you would lead us in prayer for Cornelius and also for other veterans who may be listening and some of them going through post-traumatic stress, a lot of different issues like that.
Sure, I would love to. Lord, we want to come to you to thank you for our veterans who have served our country so well and faithfully. Lord, I pray that you would really support them during this holiday season when the stresses of life can oftentimes bring back some difficult memories. And we pray that you would give them great support, help our veterans to know that they are loved and supported. And I pray if they have needs that they would be able to reach out to those in our communities to help meet them. And may they ultimately turn to you and have faith in our Lord Jesus Christ and find comfort and solace in him. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And again, Cornelius, we appreciate your service. Now, yes, you had a comment. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I wanted to say this. I know Mike said he went to the University of Georgia, and I hate what happened. Texas lost to Georgia, but I know a lot of people are going to be down behind that. Because I was supporting, I ain't going to lie, I was supporting Texas.
Yeah.
I love Texas.
Well, I'm officially contractually required to say I love all football teams equally, but my heart is at UGA.
Yeah. Well, and I believe, Cornelius, if I'm correct, that you're actually an LSU fan to some degree because you're from Alexandria, Louisiana. Is that right?
Yes, I'm an LSU fan, but I went to Louisiana Tech. We're red, white, and blue for you.
So oh, my word. Yeah, you know, it's interesting. My wife went to high school with Terry Bradshaw, who might have been one of the most famous graduates of Louisiana Tech. And, of course, I'm from Birmingham, Alabama, so I'm a bit of an Alabama fan. And they may sneak into the playoffs. We'll have to find out later tonight. But good to hear from – go ahead.
I want to ask for one more prayer.
Sure.
Ash, we're undefeated, and we're going to the Superdome for the state championship, and this will be the first time in 50-some-odd years that Ash has ever made it to the state finals. And so next Saturday at noon – I can't think of the team they'll play, but it's Alexandria Senior High School. That's where I graduated from.
Alexandria Senior High School. Well, we'll encourage our listening family to pray for those guys for safety, and we'll just let the best team win that game.
There you go.
Okay, right, God bless you, brother. Good to hear from you. 855-586-5433 is the number. Deborah is listening tonight. Deb is in Iowa. Go ahead, Deb. Good to hear from you.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. I was just hoping to have some prayers for myself and my grandson. He is 21, and we've always been very close. He would stay overnight at my house all through his years, and all of a sudden, he had some kind of a mental breakdown with depression and so forth this summer, and now he won't have anything to do with me, and I don't know what his explanation is. His dad is, you know, encouraging him to get in touch with me and stay in, you know, so we can
sure.
We always had a close relationship, and I'm just heartbroken that he just, I don't, for some reason, and he, I don't know, you know, that's just it. I don't know what is going on in his mind.
Well, I'm so sorry that you're going through that. I'm so sorry you're going through that. That is just really, really challenging. It's especially when you don't know why. So this is a time when you can really just depend upon the Lord and seek his strength, even in the midst of this family difficulty.
And this is where prayer comes into the picture, Mike.
Absolutely.
And you talked about that earlier. And Deb, I know you are calling for prayer for your grandson, Michael, and we are going to pray for him. One other thing I think would be very important as a perspective, do not blame yourself for what has happened with your grandson. I know that you miss him deeply and love him deeply, and your son and others are working to try to reconnect you guys. Sometimes these things take time, and I know, Mike, you've served in pastoral ministry, and I have as well, and we've seen times when people have been separated, isolated, and depression can certainly cause people to withdraw from their loved ones.
Oh, absolutely. But at the same time, with patience and love, God can work wonders. So let's pray for Deb that would really be the case
in
her life.
Let me lead us in prayer. Father, thank you that Deb called us tonight. What a joy to hear from her, Lord. We sense her deep faith in you. And yet her deep concern about her grandson, she misses him greatly. But at the same time, Lord, she could be an encouragement to him. Lord, I pray that you would guide her, perhaps even to write something to him, send him an email, send him a text message or something, and just say, I don't want to butt into your life, but I want you to know I'm there for you. I care about you. I'm praying for you. And maybe that would open the door. Lord, just guide her in that regard. And thank you that we can bring our loved ones to you, and we have seen answers to prayer. And Lord, we're asking on behalf of Deb tonight and the rest of her family that Michael would be able to turn his heart toward you and find in you the answer to whatever's causing his depression. We pray that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So glad you called us tonight, Deb. We will continue praying. Ask our listening family to lift that up in prayer. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
God bless. 855-586-5433. That opens up a line if you've been trying to get a hold of us. I think of the Elijah situation mm-hmm. that we talked about before and how things were related when Elijah was depressed. He had physical issues. He mm-hmm. ran for, 100 and something miles?
Right.
Running away from Jezebel. Didn't mm-hmm. take time to eat. Didn't take time to sleep. And went out and crawled under a broom tree and said, Lord, take my life. I'm mm-hmm. no better than my prophets. So he had a real spiritual issue, and he also had a relational issue. He left his servant, as I recall, from that mm-hmm. passage. So, mm-hmm. So he had mental, he had mm-hmm. spiritual, he had emotional, and relational, all of those things. And yet we can turn to the Lord and find answers mm-hmm. for all of those.
Oh, absolutely. I think the Elijah story is so wonderful because it helps us realize that stress is not just a figment of someone's imagination. It's a very real problem, and Elijah was manifesting it in so many different ways, as you mentioned. But the Lord was the answer to each one of those. The Lord provided for him to have food. He provided for him to have rest. He provided for him to have spiritual encouragement. He reminded them there's 7,000 other people you can relate to. So he met every one of his needs. And so our last caller is going through a difficult time emotionally, and the Lord's able to meet that need. And we mentioned another caller had veterans that might have stress from traumatic injuries. The Lord's able to meet those needs. So our responsibility is to really depend upon him during these challenging times because he is able to meet those needs.
And Mike, you mentioned those military people. Again, I can't help thinking we may have some listeners who have loved ones who are stationed overseas mm-hmm. or stationed in some strange place. I have a grandson who's getting married in December, mm-hmm. and right now he's stationed somewhere out in the middle of Kansas, mm-hmm. And his fiance is down in Houston, and so they are separated, and the wedding is coming up, and yet shortly after they're married, he will be stationed somewhere in California. Mm-hmm. And so when you're in the military, you don't have any control over where you go. And so we need to keep those people in mind
Absolutely.
Who are loved ones and that kind of thing, no question about that. Mm-hmm. Back to the phones, 855-586-5433. David is listening tonight in Oklahoma. Go ahead, David. You are on the air.
I appreciate you fellas and the show. I've always enjoyed listening.
Thank you. I wanted
to ask for prayer for two requests. One is for my wife and myself. We've been married for over 40 years and we're currently separated, and she's seeking to divorce me, and just praying for healing and restoration in our relationship. And the other request is for our youngest of our six children, almost 22-year-old son, who flew out this morning to the country of Nicaragua. He had been there one other time on a mission trip back in the spring, and has gone back now to get acquainted with a young lady that he's entered into a relationship with down there, and just pray for God's guidance in his life. His name is Jaden, and my wife's name is Julia, and I'm David.
David, thank you so much for sharing these burdens, and Boy, sometimes, Mike, it seems like things just kind of come in bunches.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sounds like David's in that situation right now. What encouraging words would you have for him?
Yeah, I realize that the situation that he's in, especially with his wife, is so heartbreaking and so challenging. I would just encourage you to seek the Lord first and foremost every day. Pray for him to work in your life, to work in your wife's life, so that he might restore your marriage. It might seem like it's an impossibility, but that's what God majors in. He majors in impossibilities. So we'll pray for restoration.
Yeah, we're going to ask God to do that. And David, one other thought there. Sometimes these things take time when there has been it's like a broken bone. If you have a broken bone, they will set the bone and immobilize the joint or the bone, and that will allow healing to take place. Mm-hmm. And so you may feel, and I've talked to many people who felt this way, I'd really like to get this problem resolved and get it resolved before Christmas and maybe even by next week. But the reality is it may take some time. And sometimes God stretches things out. And I think about Job. Job went through those incredible things that happened to him, and some time passed, and eventually God restored him. Now, I want you to be sure, David, and stay on the line with us, because we want to come back, talk about your son, and then Mike is going to lead us in prayer for you. So stay on the line.
We are at a time when our society is falling apart, and we must cling to the cross of Christ. The Witness webcast is a production of Crucible of Faith Ministries. And here, you will find sound teaching and expert commentary that will anchor you on the finished work of Christ at Calvary. Visit us today at www.crucibleoffaith.ca and find the answers you will need for such a time as ours today. That's www.crucibleoffaith.ca.
What do Chuck Swindoll, David Jeremiah, and Derwin Lutcher have in common? They all trained to preach God's Word at Dallas Theological Seminary. And you can train at DTS too. If you've been called to preach or teach God's Word, find a degree or course that's right for you on one of our campuses or online at dts.edu. Dallas Theological Seminary, where they teach truth and love well. Visit dts.edu.
Here's a conversation from HisFaithfulStewards.com.
I'm so frustrated with my retirement account. Every time the market drops, it seems to take a long time just to get back to where it was before the drop and to start growing again.
What if I told you that there's a way to save for retirement that doesn't risk any loss of your money in the market, and you can still earn good returns?
What do you mean by good returns?
Well, the plans that I work with have averaged 8 to 14% per year over the last 10 years. And since they're guaranteed never to lose their principal, no one ever has to waste time making up for losses.
I've heard those kinds of accounts have a lot of fees.
Actually, most of the accounts that I work with have no fees.
His Faithful Stewards offers a free short video series that helps you understand more of your options for your retirement savings, delivered to your email each week. Go to HisFaithfulStewards.com and sign up for the free video series. That's HisFaithfulStewards.com.
We're back on Encouragement Live. We're talking with David in Oklahoma. David, are you still with us? I hope you are.
I am, yes. Thank you
very
so much
good.
For bubbling me over. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
I
wanted to do that, and we want to pray for you. And Mike, you may have some thoughts also just about their youngest son, 22 mm-hmm. years of age, went on a mission trip, found somebody, sort of has fallen in love. And I know parents get concerned when they see young people moving into a relationship.
Absolutely. And because we remember them when they were 2 and 3 years old, and we could tell them what to do. But now a 22-year-old young man, he is making his decision. So we have to give him into the Lord's care. But don't cease praying for him, and don't cease letting him know that you're praying for him, that he follows the Lord closely.
Yeah, and that's important. Yeah. Do you know if the young lady is a believer?
Yes, she's involved in some of the churches that the church group that went, including my son, got connected with down in Nicaragua. So,
yeah. Okay. Well, and that is an encouraging thing, right. You know, among all the other things.
Well, and we as parents think we know what's best for our kids, but the Lord might be completely in control. So we have to give him into the Lord's care, pray for him regularly, and ask the Lord to take care of him.
It's a real challenge. It ties into what you talked about earlier, Mike, in Philippians 4. Mm-hmm. Would you lead us in prayer for these two issues, for David's wife, Julie, that God will bring them back together, and then for this youngest son, I believe his name was
Jaden.
Yeah, okay. I couldn't read my handwriting. I'm sorry, David. My assistant at Southeastern used to say there are three people in America who can read your handwriting, and you're not one of them. And that was true.
All right, well, let's pray. Yes, Lord, we come to you to seek your care for David and his wife, Julia. I pray that you would bring them back together. Whatever hurts have been made, whatever lack of faithfulness is there, I pray that you would restore them. May they turn towards you. May they turn towards one another, and may they seek forgiveness where necessary, and may you restore their love for one another. Lord, we also pray for Jaden as he is on what sounds like a bit of an adventure. We pray that you would guide him, that you would protect him. It may be that this young lady is exactly your will for him, but we pray that you would help him know that, and may he follow you every step of the way on this amazing adventure that he is on. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. David, we're so glad you called us tonight. Appreciate hearing from you.
Thank you all. Appreciate it.
God bless. 855-586-LIFE. Cheryl is listening in Kansas tonight over American Family Radio. Cheryl, it's great to hear from you. Go ahead.
Yes, I would like to have prayers for my granddaughter, who has been totally convinced through a lying, deceiving spirit that she's transgender. She has whiskers. She looks like a man. She has a receding hairline. She has muscles. And, I mean, she just looks like a man. She recently had a hysterectomy. And she's just all mixed up in her mind. And she no longer wants anything to do with me because I refuse to call her by her boy's name. And I tell her that she's wrong, that we were made male and female. No, you were not born in the wrong body, but she just, the spirit, whatever it is that's in her that's lying and deceiving her, tells her that the words of the Bible are false.
Yeah.
Hmm. And I just need prayer for her, you know? I mean, she just needs to get her mind untangled.
Well, Cheryl, we're going to pray for her. Let me ask you a couple of questions. How old is your granddaughter?
She's 20.
20 years old. Oh, my. And how long has she had this mindset that she's the wrong gender?
Oh, probably 3 or 4 years, because she'd been taking them pills a while.
Yeah. Do you have a relationship with her, or did you have pretty close prior to this happening?
We did. We loved each other. We didn't spend a whole lot of time talking, but she loved me. She was always the sweetest, kindest, most gentle child.
Yeah.
And now she's full of that testosterone, and she's a bully, and it's changed her.
Well, let's talk to Mike about this. Cheryl, I'm so glad you called us.
In this kind of situation, I think our want is to change that other person, but that's in God's hands.
Yeah.
We have to, in a sense, just like we talked with our last caller, give this grandchild to the Lord, pray for them on a regular basis, let them know that we are praying, that we love them no matter what, and pray that they would really understand God's will for them as a created being and as revealed in his word. So that's going to be my prayer for you, Cheryl, that you'd be able to communicate that without any hesitation.
And Mike, one of the specific things we can pray about with a loved one like this who's far from the Lord is that God will bring someone else into their life if they have not been willing to listen to us. And it sounds like that's a little bit of the situation that Cheryl has right now. Cheryl, it seems like she's not listening to you. I think about Larry.
She's blocked me.
Yeah.
She wants nothing to do with me. She's blocked me from everything.
Unfortunately, the technology allows that today, but she can't block your prayer.
or your love.
Your love.
Never block
that's
that.
There.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about my friend Larry Moyer, and he and I were in seminary together. You probably know Larry teaches.
I did. I took a class from him when he taught evangelism.
His parents, he prayed for them. He witnessed to them for years and years. And it was not until he began praying that God would send someone into their lives other than him to witness to them that they came to Christ. Mm-hmm. And my experience has been that I've known of people where that has happened. Larry's probably the best example. Would you lead us in prayer, Mike, for Cheryl about this granddaughter? Mm-hmm. And Cheryl, what is your granddaughter's birth name?
Her birth name is Eliana, and it means answered prayer.
Hmm. Eliana, isn't that great?
Well,
we're going to ask God for answered prayer.
Okay. Lord, we come to you to ask for Eliana, that she would turn to you, that she would recognize that your creation is good and wonderful. I pray, Lord, that she would recognize your word is good and wonderful. And I pray, Lord, that she would recognize that Cheryl's love for her is good and wonderful. And I pray that you would somehow bring someone into her life which can help her see through this deception, see through this entanglement of thoughts, and help her to recognize that she is a beautiful person inside and out,
yes,
and that Christ loves her and wants to have a relationship with her. So, Lord, please do that for Eliana and give Cheryl confidence that you're at work. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Cheryl. Appreciate your call tonight. We'll be praying.
Thank you. Prayer.
We sure will be praying. Thank you so much. You know, talking about people changing their names, and that's a big part of what happens with this. There's a biblical example of that with people that we often refer to as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And
yeah,
you recall, they were Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah.
Right, right. But they were still people who loved the Lord, no matter what their names were.
They stood up for the Lord. Back to the phones. Sarah is listening in Louisiana. Thank you for calling us, Sarah. Sarah, go ahead.
Yes, I came out here, moved my RV out here to one of my ex's properties, and something has happened and come between us, and now I need to leave out of here. I'd like prayer for him and prayer for me too, that I can get out of here within the next 24 hours. I got my RV and my car.
Well,
but, I can't pull my. I don't have the money. I don't have the money to go.
Well, we're going to pray for you right now. Let me just take a moment to lead us in prayer on your behalf. And one thing about it, Mike, when a person's in a situation where things are tense like that, prayer is the appropriate response.
Oh, absolutely. There's so many times in Scripture when people were in a tight spot and they called to the Lord and He answered. And so that's what we're going to pray will be the case for you, that the Lord will answer your need.
Lord, I pray for Sarah right now. She is in a situation that she's being asked or perhaps even demanded that she leave the property of her ex, and we don't know what's come between them, Lord, but you are the God of miracles, and you can work a miracle in that relationship. You can also give her the peace that surpasses all understanding if she stays her mind on you. So my prayer is that she would remember the verses that Mike talked about earlier, Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7, that she would take all of her anxieties and turn them over to you in prayer and trust you to work in this situation. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Sarah. God bless.
Thank you.
Let's take one more call. James in Arkansas. Go ahead, James. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. I'm 83 years old. I've been in the ministry for 58 years. My wife and I started out working in a home church for a few years. We were on evangelistic field full-time for 10 years, about 10 years. The church I'm pastoring now, I've been here for 44 and a half years,
mm-hmm.
And I've losing my eyesight. I had to sell my car. My wife passed away, and I just need prayer.
Oh, James, you have been through so much, and I know there's probably more to the story, but we're going to run out of time. Mike, you've served in pastoral ministry as I have. Some encouragement for this faithful brother.
James, I think that even though things might seem challenging now, you can look back on all the things that the Lord has enabled you to do, the ministry, the evangelism, the Bible study, the preaching. Take heart in that. When you get to heaven and you see everything that God has has accomplished through you, you're going to be amazed. So we can be thankful on what he's accomplished, and we can be thankful for what he can still do through you. So we'll pray for to that effect.
Amen. And I was just thinking, Mike, about heaven and the fact that one of these days, James is going to be hearing, well done, good and faithful servant. And James, that's going to make it all worthwhile. And we're going to spend eternity after the time that we're taken to heaven and the millennium here on earth and then the eternal state. What a wonderful thing. Mike, lead us in prayer for this brother and other pastors.
Lord, we come to you before James to ask that you would really minister to him during this time of stress. Lord, it sounds like there's some physical issues that he is dealing with and the passing of his wife recently. So sad. And we pray that you would give him comfort. Help him to know that you are with him every day and he can depend upon you and you can bring comfort to him. Help him to know the value of his service, and may he, even still in the time he has, continue to minister and preach and teach those who need to know the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for sharing your burden with us, James. We'll ask our listening family to continue upholding you in prayer. God bless, my brother. Amen. Boy, what a way to end the program tonight. Mike, thank you so much for coming out and you and Melanie sharing this time of ministry with us.
Thanks, Don. We really enjoyed it. It was a blessing to be with you and your listeners.
It's been a delight. And friend, check out the website, dts.edu. There might be a course there or maybe even enrolling in a program that God would use to equip you for ministry. Good night from Encouragement Live.